Now, we're going to move on to another story you may have heard in our news bulletin earlier, because a wildlife rescue charity has carried out two emergency operations to rescue animals following oil spills in Laois and Dublin in the past week. The animals are now being cared for by Kildare Wildlife Rescue. Rescue coordinator with the charity, Pierce Stokes, joins us on the line. Pierce, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Can we start with what happened in Laois? What can you tell us about the situation there?
Hi, how's it going? So what happened was last week on Friday, Kildare Wildlife Rescue got a call from a member of public, which is what happens all the time, to say that there was something like an oil spill in quite a beautiful biodiverse park in Port Laois. And a volunteer team went down to assess it and found that, yes, indeed, there was quite a big spill affecting quite a lot of there's three ponds there, quite a lot of them, and plenty of wildlife that had been adversely affected by the oil. So the wildlife first response team mounted an effort. They got down there. Rescuing wildlife is very difficult. Rescuing oiled wildlife is additionally difficult because you need to wear PPE like face masks and gowns to protect yourself from the contaminants. And working then in the high heat that we had last weekend, the team were working away there. And with that heat also comes an added complication where the oil in the water is evaporating and becoming quite toxic fumes for people. So it's a kind of a public safety concern as well as a concern for the safety of our first responders and the wildlife. And then they gathered up the swan family that lives on that particular pond and brought that into Kildare Wildlife Rescue.
And how are the swans now?
Well, in truth, it's kind of too early to tell, in the sense that when you pick up an oiled, well, any wildlife is difficult to assess because you don't know when it last ate, what it last ate, what it normally would weigh, all of these things. But we do a whole series of health checks and we check their blood levels and all this stuff. And when the animals are kind of strong enough to be washed, then we can wash them. And that's a very stressful process. And then assessing, have they recovered from that completely? Are their feathers back to being fully waterproof? Are they strong enough before where they can go back out to the wild? And then the added complication is we can't release these animals back where they came from until the place is clean. And with swans, we can't even release them somewhere else because they'll simply fly back home and get themselves covered in oil again. And that unfortunately is something that we face fairly regularly with these kinds of spills.
And do they get very stressed by an oil spill?
Yeah, so all wildlife gets stressed being around or handled by humans at all. So we keep all of that to a minimum, but they have to be held in order to be washed, and we have to catch them in nets and put them in vans and bring them to care. But the stress can kill them. So we always urge members of the public never to like pick up wildlife or anything like that. Just get in touch with us first. But even in best practice, we'll have to see how these animals do in care. And every animal that comes into Kildare Wildlife Rescue, the goal is to rehabilitate it and get it back out into the ecosystem. But if they have to spend a long time in care, which they might have to, for various reasons, either building themselves up health-wise or waiting for their home to be cleaned, stress of just being inside that environment can be too much to them too. So unfortunately, in wildlife rescue, animals often don't make it. We always do our best for them, but oftentimes what we do is alleviate their suffering. But I think we are all quietly very hopeful for both sets of swan families.
What about the situation then in Dublin? Because you were called to another oil spill just a few days later, this time in Dublin.
That's right, yeah. So Kilwoggett Park is a real jewel in the crown for biodiversity in South Dublin. I mean, there's even otters there. It's amazing. So again, the wildlife first response team from Kildare Wildlife Rescue went down, they're volunteers. So we went down in the evening time after work. And honestly, I've been a wildlife first responder for 12 years, and it is the worst fumes I ever encountered on an oil spill. And like we get a lot of them, but this was really, really heavy in the air, and you couldn't really spend too long in there just because of the smell. Now, we have masks and things that we wear to protect from that, but I was, you know, my heart was kind of going out to people running around the park. Probably don't know what's going on, but there's like quite a lot of fumes there. The council have put in both cases, the council have put in absorbents and sheets that people will see. It looks like big kitchen roll, but it's slightly different and a little bit better. And it's there to pick up the oil, but there's just a serious, serious quantity of oil. So at the moment, those mitigation measures are actually overwhelmed. And so the oil is in the park, it is flowing all the way down and out the other end. So hopefully those efforts will just be stepped up. And we'll continue to monitor both sites and pick up any animals that are sick and need to come into care.
Listen, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon, Piers. That was Piers Stokes, who's rescue coordinator with Kildare Wildlife Rescue.